Meanwhile, New Zealand firefighters who went over to Australia to help with the bushfire effort have begun returning home. Our reporter Mackenzie Smith is at the airport in Auckland and joins me now. Mackenzie, what sort of stories have been emerging from the firefighters' deployment?
Hi, Lisa. So, yeah, there's been a group of 21 over there, part of several deployments. Over 200 firefighters have now gone from New Zealand to Australia since October. And, I mean, it's been a mixed story. This particular group didn't see too much action. The few I spoke with just earlier were saying there were 2 days where they were close to quite an intense fire near Canberra, but they were it was cordoned off, and they were really just managing that cordon. So nothing too severe, and they all said they were keen to give it another crack at the next opportunity.
So you've been speaking to some of the firefighters coming home.
Yeah, that's right, they've just been over there for a few days, 5 days on and then a day off and then another 5 days on. One in particular, Kenneth, who's a volunteer firefighter, he was actually saying that there's lessons to be learned. Quite a few of these firefighters, I think, are taking back experience that they can use here in New Zealand. Kenneth thinks that we could be using some different techniques.
We learned a lot this deployment because the fire behaviour is so different to what it normally is. Things are happening that the locals aren't expecting, and we're the same, so we're following their lead pretty much. It was exciting and hard work, but we've learned a lot to take back home, and if we decide to come back, or if we can come back, we'll use that knowledge again. So, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of knowledge do you think could be applied in a New Zealand context?
They tend to do a lot more backburning than we'll ever do, but for the size of the fire, that's quite natural over in Australia. So, yeah, it's a strategy we can probably use more in major size fires. So, it's something there. It's another tool in the box we can use. Yeah.
So you think backburning could be an effective tool of limiting fire risk in New Zealand?
Yeah. That's not for me to say, but it looks like it's a useful tool.
And that was one of the firefighters returning from helping out with the bushfires in Australia. Our reporter Mackenzie Smith was out at the airport as some of them headed home.